My God, it took forever for this to happen, but we finally got some honesty from someone associated with the NBA. Honesty, authenticity, very rare nowadays, especially in NBA circles. So when I see someone being honest, even if I don't agree with them, I can still respect them for keeping it real. Now I'm about to butcher the hell out of this dude's name. I've never heard of him until today. Doubt most of you guys have either. Shamath Palihapitiya is one of the minority owners of the Golden State Warriors. He holds a very, very tiny portion of the franchise. He's the founder and CEO of Social Capital, which is a venture capitalist firm. He also co-hosts a podcast because why the hell not? Everyone has a podcast in 2022, but the podcast is what's bringing the media attention and the scrutiny onto Shamath Palihapitiya. You all know by now what's going on in China with the Uyghur Muslims. They've been rounded up into concentration camps. They're being tortured, being forced into slavery. In some cases, they're even being murdered. Hell, the human rights violations are endless. Pick a human rights violation, the Chinese government, they're guilty of it. Now, the NBA receives more criticism when it comes to China than any other company in America, except for maybe Nike. The NBA has deep business roots in China. So do NBA players. They make a lot of money over there. Seems like every week, someone is blasting the NBA for their business dealings with China. Politicians like Ted Cruz have been vocal about it. Me, OutKick, Fox News. We have all been critical of the NBA when it comes to China. Apparently, this bothers Shamath Palihapitiya. Over the weekend, he removed the curtain that the NBA has been hiding behind. This dude was brutally honest. Listen to what he said about the Uyghur Muslims over in China.
Nobody cares about nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think that's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard...
Wait, you're saying you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
His ass is getting torched right now on Twitter and in the media for saying this. Ted Cruz called him shameless. Multiple media outlets have picked up the story. How dare he say we don't care about what's happening to the Muslims in China? This reaction is what I expected it to be. It's the typical reaction from people when they hear the truth. The truth hurts. Oftentimes, the truth is ugly. Shamath Palihapitiya was telling the truth. The NBA does not care about what's happening in China. They don't care. I agree with them. They don't care. If they did, they would stand up to China and do something about it. They would bring awareness to the issue. They would condemn the Chinese government. Instead, the NBA pretends like nothing is wrong. We value our relationship with China. What is a Uyghur Muslim? I've never heard that term before. I don't understand why people are so pissed off with the guy for actually telling the truth. Outside of Enes Kanter, he is the only person associated with the NBA that's told the truth in years. The past 2 or 3 years, the NBA has been nothing but a propaganda machine, spreading lies, preaching the virtues of social justice, bringing awareness to criminals. Listen, I don't agree with Shamath Palihapitiya. I don't. The NBA doesn't give a shit about China. Yes, I agree with him there. But the blanket statement that no one cares about it, I don't agree. There are millions of people here in America who really care about it. Now, he said we need to clean up our own problems here in America before trying to fix issues in China. He brought up the economic impact of China potentially invading Taiwan. He brought up the myth of climate change. He mentioned the broken healthcare system. All real problems, but besides climate change, of course. They used to call that global warming. They had to change the terminology because people quit believing the bullshit. It also used to be called nature. Because that's what the Earth does. It naturally goes through periods of heating and cooling itself. But anyway, getting off topic here. What he said wasn't necessarily wrong. We may disagree about the issues, but he's right. We do need to take care of our own house here in America first before we can take care of everyone else. But that doesn't mean you ignore what's going on in China. It doesn't mean we just sit here and pretend it's not happening. I mean, I know that's the NBA strategy, but they continue to get blasted for it. Look, let's just be honest here. Politically, this dude's a lunatic, okay? On the same podcast, he questioned whether genocide was actually happening in China. He claimed that the Chinese government wasn't a dictatorship, which is complete bullshit. By definition, Communism requires a dictator. You can't have a communist system without a dictator. Communism requires complete and total control of the population. He also claimed America was no better than the Chinese government, which is also bullshit. Because of American capitalism, this man's made billions of dollars. Can't do that in China. He's also part owner of an NBA team. Can't do that in China. He has the right to go on his podcast and be 100% wrong with just about everything that he says. Can't do that in China. Politically, I don't agree with Chamath Palihapitiya on anything. We're as far apart as you can get on the political spectrum. But I can at least respect him for having the courage to say it when no one else associated with the NBA will say it. The NBA doesn't care what's happening in China. We all know it. They just won't admit it. Now, I would be shocked. I would be shocked if there were any repercussions for this. Now, if he had said no one cares about Jacob Blake or George Floyd, he would have been forced to sell his shares with the Warriors before the words left his mouth. Can't have that in the NBA. But what he did here, like I said, he pulled back the curtain. He admitted what we've known all along. Now, the Warriors have already released a statement trying to distance themselves from him. He doesn't have anything to do with this franchise. He has no involvement with the day-to-day operations. Matter of fact, this is the first time we've ever heard of him. We forgot he bought a small portion of the team. The Warriors don't care about what's going on in China. The players don't care. The NBA doesn't care. I just wish more of them would admit it. Just admit it. I'd have a whole lot more respect for Adam Silver, LeBron James, if they came out and said, we don't care about what's going on in China. They make us billions of dollars. We're going to continue to ignore it. Okay. Great. But don't come at me next week whining and complaining about mythical human rights violations here in America. You can't not care about the people in China, pretend it doesn't exist, then tell us how bad we are here in America on violations you're just making up. Now, even though this dude's out of his mind, I like his honesty. We need more of this. Quit hiding behind social justice phrases. We need equality, end racism, inclusion for all. Stop. Just stop. Just say what you mean. The NBA is only about social justice when it benefits them. When it doesn't, when standing up for human rights could cost them billions of dollars, they just look the other way. All right, let me know what you guys think. Do you at least respect the guy for being honest, for finally telling us what we've known all along? The NBA doesn't care about China. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.